God bless you, Brother Melvin. It's that time again that we get a chance to share the gospel for the glory of Jesus on KRAJ 100.9 FM here in the Antelope Valley. I enjoy doing it, and it's hopefully we're being a blessing to those who hear us. I'm thankful, and thank you so much for making it easy for me to do that with all the other things that I get a chance to do. Today, I want to share a word. It's a long subject, and those of you who are listening, if you're in your car or at your home or wherever it is that you are, you may want to take a chance, take time to write this down. First of all, let's just ask the Lord to help us with this. Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity to spend time on the radio to anyone who will hear your word. With all of the strange things that are going on in our society today, and with all of the conflicts that is happening across the globe, around the globe, we have a chance to speak on behalf of the kingdom, and we thank you for it. Bless our being together, bless this word, and bless those who will hear it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I was thinking after I talked to you the other day about what I would speak to the people about for today. And the Lord gave me this out of two scriptures in Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 2. And Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. And I'm going to hem up all of the words that we're going to use and wrap that around these words. The church on the world's witness stand. The church on the world's witness stand. Everything today is being carried through some kind of a media that questions everything else. It don't make any difference what you come up with, everybody questions it. If it's good, they question it. If it's bad, they question it. If it has something to say, they question it. If you didn't say anything, they question it. It's their own question. So if you could see on a screen today, like at my church, I'd show the globe, showing planet Earth, and the whole world is seemed to be in an uproar of questioning everything. And people who say that they don't believe in God, and they ask the question, where is God? With all of this stuff going on, you got floods that cover the whole state of Florida and Georgia and North Carolina was all affected by this one storm that came up out of the ocean and moved into the land and began, swept across many of the islands across in the Pacific and just wiped them all out and killed many people and all of that. So people are asking questions, where is your God? And then on the other side of the world out here in the desert, we're getting burned up. And many other places here in Arizona and many other places, there are fires. Over in Mexico, a few days ago, they had an 8.1 earthquake. So that's a disturbance of people's mind. People sleeping in the street, afraid to sleep in their houses. All of these are troubling times that causes people to have questions about their security. And then in North Korea, great God Almighty, this crazy guy is shooting his missiles off and saying that he's going to shoot whatever he wants to, whenever he wants to, wherever he wants to. And ladies and gentlemen, I hope I ain't stepping on anybody's toes, but we have a crazy guy up in here for our president. He's our president, whether he's good or bad, he's still our president. And he's saying what he's going to do back and so forth. So all of these things brings about a confusion and a disturbance. And politics today is in an uproar. Who is going to be the president? Who is this and who is that? So all of these things are causing people to question the fact of whether there even is a God or not. So here we are. That's the situation. That kind of surrounds the globe. So the church then is on the witness stand and being asked what's going on. And this is the thing that is being asked of the world today. In fact, I may have shared this with you once before. And that is, I did a funeral, and I don't remember whose it was, some couple of years ago. And I just took my Bible and come down out of the pulpit, laid it on the casket, and says, I don't understand anything in this Bible wrapped up with 66 Canaanite books. I don't understand it. I've read it, I've studied it, I've researched it, and yet I don't understand it. And so the people who were there for the funeral, who were crying and weeping out loud, and everybody stopped and looked at me and just saying, what in the world is this crazy preacher talking about? He's supposed to be talking to us about the Bible and about our loved one. And he's saying, he don't understand any of it. What's up? I could see it on their faces. And then in a few minutes, I just stood there and looked at them. And they looked at me, hundreds of them. Then I reached back and got the Bible and said, but I believe it all. Can't explain it. Don't understand it. But I believe it all. So all I'm saying to you, brothers and sisters, take a look at your word and believe it. I got two scriptures I want to share with you that I think will kind of lay on top of what we've just laid out to you. So the church system, by the way, is being called to the witness stand and saying, who is this God you've been talking about? So let's go to Nehemiah chapter 4 for the first scripture. Nehemiah chapter 4, and let's start verse 1 and 2. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. Now listen what he did. Listen what he said. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubble, which are burned? And I may not have a chance to go into the depths of this, but let's just take a look at that for a moment. Now, the Jews, through Nehemiah, rebuild the walls, all of the walls And Sanballat says, who do they think they are? Rebuilding the wall, and all it needs is a small wind to come by and blow the wall down. Who do they think they're talking to? So they asked the question to the witnesses, which is the church. And of course, you recognize the fact that at that time, there were no church. There were tribes. And so what they said is this. What do these feeble Jews think? Will they fortify themselves? So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm asking you this question. And I'm not trying to put anybody on the spot, but because you won't know me, most of you, and I don't know you, most of you. So I have a question to you as a witness. How much do you pray? How often do you go to a prayer meeting at your church? How often do you read your Bible? How often do you spend time looking at the news and saying, I know my God is in charge. And I know that my God knows what's going on. Just how often do you do that? How often do you stop and encourage somebody and tell them, no matter the storm, no matter the fire, no matter what's going on in Korea, no matter what's going on in Washington, D.C., God is able to bring you through to encourage somebody. How many times you do that? Well, I think I told you all about, and I'm going to take you to another scripture in a few minutes, but I think I told you all that I retired as senior pastor, and now I'm just running around all over the country, reaching out to young married couples, particular husbands, and saying, husband, the Lord has commanded you to love your wife, and he's asked you to take care of her. And so the question comes to you, husband, are you doing what you're supposed to do to strengthen your family, strengthen your children, to make sure that they not only get an education, but that they understand and know that God is for real? So my business now is to run around over the country, because that's what the Lord has called me to do. And after 51 years of pastoring, now I'm free-footed to go anywhere. And if any one of you need me, you get a hold to Brother Melvin. He can hook you up with me, or you can call my church, the Livingstone Cathedral of Worship, at 661-944-4128 and ask for me. And I'd be more than happy to witness to you to the fact that recognize the fact that we need to strengthen ourselves to be able to be on the world's witness stand. Now let me take you to the last scripture that I want to take you to, and that's in the book of Acts. And this is the first century church. And listen what is said there. Acts chapter 1 and verse 6, 7, and 8. And 8 is where I want to park my car. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, that is the disciples, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father has put in his own power. Now, let me put a semicolon there and say, but I hear Jesus saying, but here's what I need you to do. And I can imagine Peter would have said, what, Lord? What is it that you really want us to do? He says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be my witnesses. Did you all hear that? And ye shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, that's at home, on your street, in your city, in your community, in your church, in whatever clubs you're a part of, in your community. And then he said, and in Judea, in other words, outside of your city, to the next city over. And then he said, in Samaria, which is, oh, I don't know, you want to call it the capital. And then he said, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. In other words, I need you to be on the witness stand of the world. Brother Melvin, we've got to answer for who it is we say we worship. We've got to be able to do that, and you got to do it with power. And you can't do it without power, without being filled with the Holy Ghost himself. Without the Holy Ghost, you ain't got nothing to work with. So here we go. So the Bible is on the question. So you got to not only know your Bible, but you got to be able to identify with the system of the world and be able to set up housekeeping anywhere with anybody and be able to defend yourself without an argument. I don't argue with nobody about the word anymore. I present it, and if they don't like that, and then I turn it around this way. And I would say that to those of you who are listening. Listen to this. People can question your theology, but they cannot question your testimony. When God has done something special for you, can't nobody mess with that, because you're the only one that knows what God has done for you. So I'm going to encourage you to strengthen yourself by being filled with the Holy Spirit. So after 51 years of pastoring, I am in the business now, and I don't have to worry about what nobody thinks. There's no way in the world I could have made it for 51 years preaching to basically many of the same people all of those years and be able to be powerful and grow the church if it had not been for the power of the Holy Spirit. So my testimony will stand on its own, and the living proof, if you want to come out to 37721 North 100 Street, of the building, the property, and the people are there, and we have a wonderful pastor who is carrying on the work that we carried on for 51 years, and I believe Pastor Rivers is doing a good job with that. So I want to say to you this one thing. Don't forget that the Lord is calling the church, and he's not calling a building. He's not calling a name brand church like Living Stone or whatever brand church you live in, but he's calling the universal church to be able to stand up and witness to the fact that God is for real, and your testimony ought to tell your story. And I believe there was, I don't know if it was Mahalia Jackson, Brother Melvin, one of those ladies who was a great singer in her time, said, let the work that I do and that I've done speak for me. And I think Martin Luther King made the same statement. So I want to say to you as we close this message today, Jesus has already died on Calvary, already risen from that grave on a third day morning, and already declared that all power is in his hand. And he has already declared that if you're willing to follow him, he will give you power over the enemy and anything that comes at you. With that in mind, I want to pray for you now. Whatever the Lord has called you to do, do it with power. Do it with energy. Don't be afraid, because the church is on the world witness stand. And I am proud to be a part of the church on the witness stand. And I can tell anybody from anywhere in any language that they can speak that God is still good, no matter how you look at it. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for your word. Thank you that you've allowed me this opportunity to be on the witness stand all over the country as I fly from city to city, town to town, and from community to community to let them know that you are for real. I thank you for the privilege. I thank you that you have allowed my life to be a testimony, and I thank you for it. Not that I've been all that good, but I do everything that I know to stand firm in what you've called me to do. Bless us in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I ask you now, if you got time on a Sunday morning at 10 o'clock and you do not have a church home, come on by Livingstone. We're located at 37721 North 100 Street East in Little Rock, California. That's the morning worship. And also, we ask you to come by on Wednesday evening at 6 for prayer meeting and Wednesday at 7 for Bible study. We'll see you there. God bless you.